Yep.
Okay, it's now 6:00. This is the Thursday, July, August. Special public safety meeting. Present, we have Alderman Kurulis, Alderman Merrick, Alderman Mishuski, Chief Jensen, Marlis, the records taker. I think we're ready to go. So do I need to do the public act proclamation? I'm sorry, Barb Olson's here today too.
Yeah, I'm here. No, you do not have to do the proclamation because nobody is remote.
Okay. And then the first order of business on our agenda is PS 2021-19. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the minutes for correction or approval. So does anyone have any additions, deletions, modifications, corrections for the July 1st Public Safety Committee meeting?
Good one.
We have new business, but we don't have any citizen comments. I skipped that. We have two people here within new chat, and we have
Lithuania.
Do you have any citizen comments on the agenda tonight?
We're going to talk about the gasket liquor license.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. Then we will move on to new business. PS 2021-19, the monthly report review for June 2021.
All right, so the June monthly report, I'm going to skip over the kind of the highlights like we normally do. The overtime hours worked, we had 19.5 of the 75 were reimbursed, HITA, CPAC, CIT. You're going to see something a little different down the bottom, miscellaneous details. We had 20 hours. Those were special events that we had in town that, you know, we assigned officers to, and it's overtime assigned for those events. We try to take as many street officers as we can to stop down for special events and assist with any special events in the downtown area, but there are times we're minimum staffed or they're on calls and we have to go from there. So jumping over to the community policing initiatives, you're going to see a lot of lost dogs. You're going to see Garrett Carlisle with a pit bull right next to his eyebrow, which was actually one of the coolest pictures I think we've taken this year. And then a couple other different special events. Jumping over to our traffic crash summary, we've had 40 crashes for the month of June 2021, which was higher compared to previous months. When you compare a crash by day of the week, there's no day that stands out. You know, you break down from 6 on Monday, 9 on Tuesday, 3 Wednesday, Thursday is 7. I mean, so there's really no specific day, but the time frame for, it looks like 22 of the 40 crashes between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. So obviously it's our highest traffic times. You know, it's right after rush hour in the morning, but it's rush hour in the afternoon. And I think you're going to see some of that probably jump up now the kids are going back to school here in the month of August, September. So looking at the directed patrols, Route 34 and Route 47, you'll see we've had 32 speeding contacts, 28 warnings, 4 citations on Route 34, and then non-moving violations, we've had 28 citations for a total of 61. And then Route 47, we had 31 warnings for speeding and 2 citations for a total of 33. And then non-moving violations, we had 32 warnings and 1 citation for a total of 71 in those two areas. If you look at the month, just compare our traffic statistics for the month, June of 2021 as compared to 20, we're plus 16 in the total number of citations. We wrote 59 as compared to 43, and written warnings were up 154. So a lot of it is coming down certain times of the year. You know, when you have more officers working, you're going to have more traffic, and obviously our focus, as you guys know, has been on traffic safety. We still write far less written warnings than we do citations. So skipping over to the crime reports. The reporting section, you're going to see that in June of 21 as compared to June of 20 for non-criminal reports, we're up, over 100%. And when we project those totals out, we're going to be up, if it stays consistent, we're going to be up almost 900 reports just in non-criminal reports themselves. So when you break that down and you ask what are non-criminal reports, your motorist assist, your accidents, your lockouts, anything that's non-criminal, that really falls under. So if we, again, kind of project out throughout the end of the year, we're 6 months through the year, we're going to be up 149 reports in motorist assist, 26 in motor vehicle lockouts, hit and run accidents, we could be up 112. So if we continue to project out and just take those numbers and just, you know, times it by two, basically, you know, we could be up in 531 total reports for the year. The good thing is part two, and I know I said this last year, and boy, it came back to bite us with all of the identity theft that was out there. That's why we were up so high. We're projected to be 124 less reports for part one crimes, which is good. And again, part one are your serious type crimes. And part two, we're projected to be lower, 67 in part two offenses. And again, if that's, you just extrapolate that out through the year, we could have some worse months, we could have some, you know, better months. Sometimes you just don't know how certain things are. You know, batteries, domestic batteries, frauds, you know, certain offenses, you know, we just don't have control over, you know, what people are doing sometimes. And you guys are looking to pass on every night. I know you see one day where we've taken zero reports on a shift, and the next shift we're taking 15. And it's just been up and down that way now for, gosh, seems like the last month and a half. It's just kind of crazy. Our mental health calls for service are continuing to go up. You know, we had 20 for the month of June, and that's just your mental health crisis intervention calls. We had 9 voluntary committals, and we had 2 involuntary committals. So those calls, you know, when you break that down, you're talking, we're responding to a minimum of 1 a day, sometimes 2 or 3 a day, sometimes 0, but that's just kind of how it averages out. Our total calls or incidents for service are up this year already, 1,461 as compared to the same time last year. So, you know, obviously our guys are busier on the streets with the incidences. Our calls for service are going up. The scary part is our domestic calls. For this month, we're actually down. Last month, they were up. So it's kind of crazy. And then our vehicle expenses, you're going to see we've got an increase, and it's really due to gasoline costs. You know, this time last year we were $2.65 to $2.85 per gallon. Maybe it's closer to $2.85. You know, we're up to $3+ right now, and so our cost per gallon is a little bit higher, $2.45 in June of 20 as compared to $2.88 in June. That's it for the monthly report.
Are there any questions for Chief about those?
The traffic one, 47 and 126. I noticed today there's a sensor or something up there on the corner by the bank.
I did not see that.
It's a tall pole. I just noticed it at 1:00 this morning. I don't know if it's a camera or sensor. There's something. Yeah, it's been installed there along the light pole.
Probably a camera-based traffic counter.
Yeah,
I'll see if we can find out.
Just to find out, it's finally.
And I drove through there today coming back from Chicago, and I didn't see it.
It's really subtle. Like, I walked by, I'm like, what's that, you know, because okay. I think the pole's black, and I see that. It looks like one you need to see.
Okay.
It goes up. So, I was just curious if that was, I'm assuming it's by that.
It's definitely not us.
Yeah. It's not the
because
county.
We can't put anything on their stuff. And I doubt they don't tell us when they do a lot of that stuff either. So, but we can, I'll reach out to Eric. I'll take care of the part that we
can. Honestly, today could have been the first day. I didn't notice it. I've been walking that way in the morning.
Okay.
I didn't notice it.
I need you to walk all through town then.
Hey, I'm going that way. I'm doing it.
Should we just tell the mayor it's the license plate here? Do we get fired up?
Oh man.
No.
Keep that one in your back pocket.
So there's a house on Van Emmon. And it's wild.
The cameras.
I saw them, like, watching.
I've had a couple neighbors send me pictures and they're like, is this legal? I'm like, it is.
Yeah.
What are they watching? I think it's their mailboxes.
I've seen two sticking out of the one window, and they have cameras in three. three other spots.
I just see that one when I drive by.
I had to drive by it three or four times to actually check it out, because you hit one spot and then I'm already past it by the time.
It's kind of, one is, I'm assuming, is on the mailboxes, almost.
Could be.
And the other one, I'm like, oh, are those the cameras? We're putting them out of people's windows?
Yeah, that's the homeowner cameras. Yeah.
And they're big.
They are. Heavy mounts. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy, yes.
So.
Thank you.
Any more questions for Chief Jensen? Those are informational. So we'll move on to PS 2021-20, which are the adjudication reports for July 2021.
So the adjudication reports, you're going to see the very similar. You're going to see a lot of cannabis stuff. Most of the cannabis stuff, like we say every month, is kids that are underage that aren't supposed to have it. And then you're going to see a couple of the illegal parking. We have had a problem in a subdivision in town in a particular address where the HOA and the neighbors have complained about a particular house and vehicles just not heeding the warnings of HOA, not heeding conversations that neighbors have had with them, not heeding the conversations that we have had multiple times with the person about blocking the sidewalk and parking illegally on the roadway. And it's really gotten to a boiling point in the subdivision. And so we've actually gone out there, and most of the time, well, I can't say most of the time, in the beginning it was all warnings. Now it's citation. And so you're going to see three of them on your reports for this month, all having to do with the same. One particular address, one particular person. And I will say we've been called there a lot less now, so hoping that it's worked. You would hope that the verbal would, you know, change someone's mind, especially multiple verbals, but sometimes it just doesn't. So, and let's see, there was one note I wanted to make. Illegal parking and handicap, you're going to see three of them in there, and they are all for the same location in Marketplace. That is the people from Marketplace calling us. So one of the things when we talked about approving the ordinance that would allow us to go onto property, and you had an agreement with the property owner in order to enforce that, we are not actively seeking that. This is Marketplace calling us saying, hey, we've got people parking in the handicap zone. And it's been a habitual problem in Marketplace. I mean, it happens. It has been going on even before I came on. So we've had some citations issued for that as well.
Are those adjudicated here, or are they separate?
Correct. Adjudicated here.
Thank you. Any questions about the adjudication reports? Those are informational. Move on to PS 2021-21, Commander Promotion.
So in the budget this year, you guys approved the promotion of a commander's position. We didn't fill that in the very beginning of the budget year, partly because we want to make sure that our new recruits are out of the academy, out on the street, to make sure our staffing levels on the street are our biggest priority. It's been where the street guys have always suffered, and you know, for the last 2 years, thanks to you guys, we've hired people and we are staffed. So prior to promoting the commander position, we want to make sure that our latest three people are out and on the street, so our shifts are at full strength. So we are looking to promote the commander position starting that, I think it's November 2nd, which would be a Monday, which would be the first day. It is an appointed position by myself, Ray Bear, and myself. We've all sat down. We have talked ad nauseum about what our expectations are, what we are looking for in this particular candidate, in this particular person, and how this person would fit into the current command staff that we have. So I haven't made an announcement yet in the police department who it is. I really don't want to say who it is here yet, because obviously it's going to come from the sergeant's rank. So then to replace that, the commander is going to come from the sergeant rank to replace that sergeant's position. We just held our sergeant's testing, which we do every 2 years, statutory, through the police commission, actually state statute. Matt Nelson is one of our detectives now. He tested number one on our list. And so when we promoted the commander position, we are going to pull Nelson out of detectives, put him into the sergeant's role, and then we will fill the detective spots, so.
Have we had commanders before?
We have not had a commander. We've had lieutenants. So lieutenant is a commissioned rank. Commander is an appointed rank. Okay. So that means we pretty much...
So it's a sergeant, a commander.
So we'll go officer, sergeant, commander, deputy chief, chief. Now there is that lieutenant rank in mm-hmm. there, but the difference between the two is commissioned and non-commissioned. So the commission, they have to go through a testing process, go through the police commission.
So this person doesn't have to test?
Doesn't have to test, and I get to a point. So a lot of times when you go through a process, sometimes the person that should be maybe doesn't test well, maybe doesn't end up number one, and you know, you've got to have a reason. If you're going to skip over something, you should have a reason why you're doing that. And so this is a way for me to pick that person that is where his strengths are, that's my weakness. And so you try to offset. So where he's strong, that makes our entire team better. So yeah, that's the update on that. And
okay.
We'll see you guys at a meeting and recognize him with his family here in the council meeting. So it's gonna be good.
Any more questions? And that's informational at this time?
Yes. Correct. Yep.
And the last item on the agenda is PS 2041-22, liquor licenses for gift basket sales.
Okay, so we had a gift basket liquor license years ago because we had a prospective business that was interested in packaging only beer and wine in some Christmas gift baskets. And then they chose not to move forward with it afterwards. So it sat on our books for a number of years until we erased it in, I think, 2020 or 2019. And now we have a business owner, Latoya, who is here and wants to do the same thing. So the benefit of the gift basket liquor license is simply that it is a cheaper, more restrictive license than our normal tavern license. If we had a tavern license or a packaged liquor license open, she would be able to apply for those and use it for what she'd like, but the cost is significantly more expensive because you have more authority. So we've tailored this down to, I believe it's $250 annually, and it allows anybody that wants a gift basket liquor license to be able to apply for it, receive it, and then sell packaged liquor inside of another package that is given out for a gift. So that's the gist of the code requirements. We are recommending approval of it. And if anybody has any questions for Latoya or Lynn, you know, I'm sure they're happy to take them.
Would you tell them a little bit about your business and all the different things you're going to offer? So if it's located next to Wings, et cetera, at 1443 Annabelle Trail, over the strip center for Wings, et cetera, 34, and
hello, I'm Latoya. I'm a resident here 5 years. I am opening a storefront on Cannonball Trail. I am an event planner. However, I do have many other talents or skills that I do within my business. So I'm trying to be basically a number one shop. Any clients that I have, they never have to go outside of me. I do t-shirts, I do gift baskets, I do balloon bouquets, floral, weddings, graduations. I do a lot. The one thing that has caught a lot of people's attention, I take recycled wine bottles or liquor bottles, and I make them into custom glasses or flutes, ashtrays. So say if you are a Jack Daniels drinker and you want to set up a bar or whatever, I can customize you a lamp into an old Jack Daniels bottle. I can make it into a glass. Some bottles are more prettier, so they can be customized into a flute or champagne. So I'm trying to offer a gift shop, but also event planning space where I might do teach classes for crafts. I like to build, I like to craft. So I want to teach classes there. I also want to probably host small gatherings. Say maybe like sipping paint. So that's why I'm trying to obtain the license. Gift basket as well as see what other license I'll be able to obtain.
Any questions? We move this up to City Council for full vote then, the next meeting?
Yes, if everybody would like. Do you want that on consent or a regular agenda?
What do you think? Consent agenda or should we let everyone have a little stand?
I like the consent. I'm partial, that don't need a lot of discussion.
Right, then that's fine with me. We're going to have a consent agenda. And I guess if there's any questions about the issues or items on the consent agenda, the mayor will allow us to address them. Well, yeah, that's fine with me.
I have business cards if any of you want.
And they're really cool.
Well, good luck with your endeavor.
I made these as well.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Saturday, we have our car event at the Sports Dome. We are partnered with Oswego PD, Kendall County Sheriff's Office, BK Fire, and Oswego Fire. And it's for youth and our citizens at risk. And all of the kids that are registered in our CIT program, and our car program, will be in attendance. They've all been notified. And so, and Kendall's actually starting up a car program as well. So that's the first thing. We have a cop on top on Friday, 20th at both Dunkin' Donuts, so we'll have officers there. We have a back-to-school plan that we're working on for the first 2 weeks of school where we're going to have signs, the speed signs, we have the message boards, we have officers assigned to different areas, so you'll see us out a lot more. We are sending two to the Chicago wake that is coming up for the officer that was killed in Chicago. I sent you guys all an email today on something that was posted on social media. Check your email, look at that, and you'll understand through that. And then the September meeting that is scheduled, I don't have anything for that. We originally were going to have body cameras on there. We're not going to be able to get that done, the information for the body camera program. So if it would be possible to move that to November agenda and have the meeting there, I'd
love to. Well,
there you go. I'll show it to you outside before that or after. But so I don't have anything for the September meeting. So,
okay.
Other than just our normal stuff, so.
Okay. But we'll still have a September meeting to go through the adjudication reports and the...
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll make sure we're on the same schedule. Sure. Anything else? Any additional business? No? You want to get out?
Yorkville Fox.
What's that?
The Yorkville Fox.
Yorkville Fox.
I don't know if that's a city problem or a county problem, but... Highlands Crossing and the other subdivision. The fox is just seen almost every day.
Oh, yeah?
My daughter talked to
him. Oh, wow.
I mean, he's that tank, but he's running over. It's been a couple of months now.
Yeah.
And he's a wild animal, so I don't know if that's our problem, the county's problem, or whatever, but he's going up east. Actually comes up with people.
Okay. Historically, we haven't done any animal control. Residents have usually just taken care of issues themselves or called the county, who has limited services too. So, and I know that in the past, when we've had coyotes and wolves, people have hired their own trapper to be able to take care of those. So that'd be my recommendation if there's a nuisance. Yeah. We could set up a zoo.
Hey, we're sitting on some that used to be the...
That's right.
We wouldn't want our officers to try and catch it. Just because if they get bit, you're talking rabies.
So we neighbors should call county.
Try the county, and if not, then they're going to have to band together to buy one themselves, or to buy a...
to a trapper.
Yeah, trapper.
I guess a lot of people are concerned that these tanks, because it comes up people's doors.
Oh.
He might have been someone's
pet. Their front door.
Could be, yeah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. We used to have that place. They used to sell that. Maybe what might have been someone's pet.
Right, I think he probably was someone's pet. He's awful skinny, so he's probably a runaway or somebody dumped him.
He's not bothering anybody. He'll phase out of it. It's something I'll get.
It is what it is. That's my own.
I don't have anything additional.
Okay. Would you like to get out of here and go celebrate your anniversary?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go back and go to the campground.
Spoken like a true parent. Well, do we need to have a motion to adjourn? Or
no,
we
just, you can just declare it. Yeah.
Okay, and then the meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you.